I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Nearly half of President-elect Donald Trump's possible Supreme Court nominees that he released during the campaign recently spent some time in Washington, D.C. for the Federalist Society National Lawyers Convention. 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more.
The gathering is a tribute to late Justice Antonin Scalia. It's also become a job fair of sorts after Trump's presidential win. Matthew Hitt is an assistant professor of political science at Colorado State University and studies the U.S. Supreme Court. He says it's unclear who President-elect Trump might pick, but even though he isn't a traditional conservative, his nominee could be.
It's also not clear to me how much the president-elect cares about the Supreme Court relative to other policy goals. Is it possible that by appointing a traditional justice in the mold of an Antonin Scalia might mollify some of his critics on his right flank to enable him to be more unorthodox in other areas?
Hitt says exit polls show that voters who cited the U.S. Supreme Court as a top issue overwhelmingly backed Trump for president compared to Clinton. I'm Benta Berkland.
A former Colorado Springs High School student is headed to the University of Oxford after winning a Rhodes Scholarship to study mass migrations caused by world turmoil. Hannah Carice worked with refugees from Bhutan while she was in high school and then went to Mexico to work with refugees fleeing violence in Central America. She says the current definition of a refugee is outdated. This is 91.5 KRCC News.